Good morning. Welcome to all of you who are here and those who are from home via the internet on this first Christmas Sunday following Christmas Day. Short announcements today. We have Pastor Dave beginning the confirmation classes next Sunday, January 7th. Following our worship service. We're asking that any of those who plan to attend contact Pastor Dave today or call the office on Tuesday morning. And now please stand for our opening hymn.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation. Amen. Trusting the goodness and loving kindness of God our Father, let us confess our sin. God of life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of your peace. We confess that too often we hold our joy, our resources, and our security. We nurture conflict and build barriers. We confess the needs of others. Have mercy on us where we are self-centered, open our hearts. Where we are reluctant, give us courage. Where we are cynical, restore our trust. Renew us with your grace and give us again the hope of eternal life in you. Amen. Hear the good news. We are children of God and heirs of God's promises. Through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Jesus, we are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God. Amen. You may be seated. Join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it in your mercy. We ask that share the divine life. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The reading is Galatians 4, 4 through 7. Paul seeks to show the Galatians that the purpose of Christ's birth was to liberate us from the law's condemnation so that we may be fully adopted into God's family as beloved children. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law so that we may receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. We'll read responsively Psalm 148. Hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise God in the heights. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name is exalted, whose splendor is over heaven and earth. Here ends the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand if you're able for the gospel.
The gospel reading today is from Luke, the second chapter, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been received to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you have Now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God, to speak about the child to all who were looking for redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, thank you for having me back. I am very honored to be here. So let's begin. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Now, in case you didn't know it, tomorrow is January 1st, New Year's Day, right? Yeah. Happy New Year. The day is a day when many people make resolutions. Does anyone here make resolutions? You're not going to admit it, are you? Like to lose weight, stop smoking, read the Bible more, join a Bible study? Hey, I have a list of Bible studies here if you're interested. I have a revolving resolution. Anybody know what a revolving resolution is? Mine is to lose 20 pounds by Christmas. I've been losing the same 20 pounds for over 50 years. They come and go like a boomerang. Another thing people do is to make bucket lists, something they would like to do before they die. They may think that a life without regret may include making a list of things which they might want to do before their life is over. Now, I found 101 things that people want to do, and this is just for 2023. The top five are to travel to all 7 continents, skydive from a plane, swim with the dolphins, and not the NFL kind, but that might be kind of fun too, right? And to go on safari in Africa. What are yours? Can you add to that 101? Mine is short. To spend time with my family and to travel with some of them to France and Italy. In today's gospel, we meet a man by the name of Simeon. He was a good man, a righteous man, a devout man. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah face to face. It was Jewish custom to bring the firstborn son to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. Mary and Joseph, following Jewish law and custom, brought Jesus to the temple for his dedication. Now, this dedication is like our rite of baptism, when a baby is brought to the altar and the family and church promises to teach the child about God and raise the child in the faith of their parents. An interesting thing that I found while working on this message is that if Jesus had been born in Nazareth, he wouldn't have been taken to the temple in Jerusalem for his dedication, and then Simeon wouldn't have seen the Savior he'd been searching for. But God's plan was to have the manger where Jesus was born only 6 miles from the temple where Simeon was searching for the Messiah. God's plans are good. Simeon was at the temple under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Mary and Joseph and Jesus were at the temple under the direction of the law of Moses. Have you ever wondered how Simeon knew which baby was the Messiah? Do you think he was wearing a golden diaper, or maybe glowing under a spotlight? Or maybe he had a sign on his forehead like Harry Potter? No, none of these things. Simeon was not going by sight, but by faith. When Simon saw Jesus in Mary's arms, he just knew that was the baby he was waiting for. Now, some commentaries and movies say that Simeon heard the baby crying and knew it was Jesus. Whether he heard the baby crying or saw the baby, he was led by the Holy Spirit to this young family. Simeon took the baby from Mary and raised him up and told God that he was now ready to die. He had met his Savior face to face. His bucket list was complete. One of my favorite passages is when Simeon takes the baby in his arm and praises God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." What a wise old man Simeon was. He points to the promise of God, of the God-revealing light extending to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people Israel. Messiah is the promise God made to his people Israel and fulfilled for all nations. Now, Simeon wasn't the only one at the temple looking for Jesus. There was an old woman named Anna, and she had been a widow for 84 years after 7 years of marriage. That would mean she was over 100 years old. This woman stayed in the temple, fasting day and night, praying to eventually see the one whom God would send to redeem Israel. She was a prophet who was looking for and speaking of this Savior who was to come to others who came to the temple. Anna prophesied that this child would redeem Israel. Simeon and Anna represent the finest of Israel, those who knew God's word and believed in Jesus because of it. They lived by faith and did not become discouraged or disappointed while they were waiting. They saw the baby Jesus and believed that God was fulfilling his promises, that the long-awaited Messiah was the consolation of Israel and the Savior of the world. Simeon and Anna were the best of the old covenant, finding that God did fulfill God-made promises. So remember, God is the promise maker and the promise keeper. God brought Simeon, Anna, and Jesus together at the right time in the right place. God does the same with us. He has brought us all here to this place, this time, for a purpose. We may not know what that purpose is, but when the time is right, God will show his plan. Simeon and Anna are evidence that the religious life is not a brief sprint, but a lifelong marathon. It isn't an easy life. It's full of challenges, storms, rocky roads, and lots of blessings. But you know, we live in an age of instant gratification. Like a 2-year-old, we stomp our feet and want to open our presents now or have our ice cream right now. But during Advent, we wait for 4 weeks to celebrate the birth of Jesus. The 4 weeks may drag by for some, but compare that to Simeon and Anna. They had spent decades of watching and waiting for the Messiah as a baby. Now we are waiting for his return. As we look at Simeon and Anna, we can see the legacy that they left behind. Their names are synonymous with patience, faithfulness, and serenity. Simeon and Anna show us how to be patient while waiting for the Lord. Looking back at our bucket list, maybe the question should be, how would I like to be remembered? Not, what would I like to do? What would you like to be remembered for? What will be your legacy? I'm reminded of Scrooge in the Christmas Carol. He didn't have a good legacy at the beginning of that story. It wasn't something you'd want to be remembered for. But after the three ghosts visit him, his heart changes and so does his legacy. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us to live a life that is God-pleasing and will leave a positive legacy. Now, this is a short story that I found while preparing for today. And it's a story about a Swedish scientist known best for developing dynamite into an explosive to use as a mining tool and a tool of war. He wrote, "My dynamite will sooner lead to the peace of..." "My dynamite will sooner lead to the peace than 1,000 world conventions. As soon as men find that in one instant whole armies can be utterly destroyed, they will abide by the golden peace." By mistake, a Paris newspaper wrote his obituary 7 years prior to his death. In that premature obituary, he was described as the inventor of dynamite, a substance which has led to the deaths of thousands, including his own brother. He was so upset when he read this obituary that he rewrote his will and testament. When he did die, the bulk of his massive estate was placed in a trust to award prizes annually to leaders in the areas of science, chemistry, medicine, and literature. This man was Alfred Nobel. He changed his legacy into a positive one, the Nobel Prize for Peace. What will our legacies be? We can live in a way that people see us as faithful, generous, wise, patient, peaceful, and having unconditional love. What would you like people to say about you? How do you want to be remembered? Can your bucket list still hold something that could be a legacy? How will you live your life for a good legacy? And if you remember last time, I told you that songs pop into my head when I hear these things. So I'm going to ask you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, and I'm going to read you a small song. Have you ever stood at the ocean with the white foam at your feet? Felt the endless thundering motion? Then I say, you've seen Jesus my Lord. Have you ever stood at the sunset with the sky mellowing red? Seen the clouds suspended like feathers? Then I say, you've seen Jesus my Lord. Have you ever stood at the cross with the man hanging in pain? Seen the look of love in his eyes? Then I say, you've seen Jesus my Lord. Have you ever stood in the family with the Lord there in your midst? Seen the face of Christ in your brother? Then I say, you've seen Jesus my Lord. Have you seen Jesus my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look. Open your eyes. He'll show it to you. And all God's children say, amen. Thank you. Let us pray. God of abundance, receive and bless these gifts we have offered. Join our hearts with the song of the angels and gather us at your table of celebration. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace upon grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen. You may be seated. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. You inspire faith in our hearts and call us to rejoice with our whole selves at the salvation you bring. Make your churches places of belonging for all people in the fullness of their being. Raise up the gifts and the witness of people who are neurodivergent, living with disability, or bearing invisible illness. Lord, in your mercy. Your praise is sung throughout creation in all times and seasons. As the new year turns, ground us in your changeless and sustaining love. Keep us attentive to the rhythms of the cosmos and inspire us to live in harmony with all the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Give hope and stamina to the leaders who work tirelessly for the sake of most vulnerable. We pray especially for organizations working on behalf of the children to provide basic needs, to protect from abuse and neglect, to address trauma, and to rescue from trafficking. Lord, in your mercy. Sustain all people who, like Simeon and Anna, have been waiting for salvation and wholeness. We pray especially for anyone living with cancer or chronic illness, all people who are in physical rehabilitation or addiction recovery, and those experiencing complications for long COVID. For those recovering from surgery, especially Leonora and Jenea, Lord, in your mercy. Let this community of faith be a joyful and welcome place for all ages and generations. Teach us to honor the wisdom of children and the inquisitiveness of youth, the thoughtfulness of adults, and the knowledge of elders. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for all the beloved who lived with expectation and departed this life in peace. Sustain us in joy until we join them around your throne. Hear us, O God. Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. Please stand for the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the
Those who have the communion elements at your seat, please prepare them at this time. And would the congregation please rise? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us join in the prayer that our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are welcome to his table. Please wait for the ushers to usher you forward. The congregation may be seated. And now may the body and blood of the one who was born in Bethlehem strengthen you and keep you in his love, joy, peace, grace, hope, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may God bless you. Jesus grant you grace and truth, and the Spirit send peace upon your hearts, now and forever. Amen.
Now let the service begin.